The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hi, I'm Marcy Martin, your rosarian here at plantersplace.com, and I'd like to read you a story that I wrote about late springtime. This is about May in Connecticut, and it's called Foliage Explosion. It absolutely amazes me what happens in the rose garden every spring. Even though our spring has thus far been cloudy and cool, the rose bushes are leaping. There are already tiny rose buds on many of my rose bushes, and I'm already thinking I'll probably be bloomed out by Connecticut Rose Society's rose show in June. This is a common phenomenon in my neighborhood. Our Rose Society is statewide, and although Connecticut is a small state, we have an amazing temperature spectrum here. I am pretty much in the middle of the state in the Connecticut River Valley. Temperatures are more moderate here than in the eastern and western hills, and Long Island Sound keeps the shoreline warmer in the winter but cooler in the spring and summer with onshore breezes. Most areas bloom a little later than I do. So, hooray, we have all this beautiful, healthy foliage now. And how are we going to keep it this way? Basically, it's your choice what kind of rose medications you keep and use on your property. And there are a lot of things to choose from out there. For myself, I look at spraying my roses as an inoculation against disease, much the same as taking my kids for their immunizations when they were little. I love my roses and I dote on them daily. I take the time to spray them every 10 days or so, and the products I use are the same ones you can pick up on a trip to Lowe's Garden Center. I really like the Bayer products, same name as on the aspirin bottle. Their disease control is a broad-spectrum fungicide, and it works well. It's absorbed by the plant and protects from within, and also leaves an invisible coating on the leaves, which protects from fungal penetration. I always rotate with another product because those little spores are always evolving, and I don't want them to become immune to the product I'm using. Spectracide makes an Immunox fungicide, which is a systemic as well, and I generally will use this or something like it every other spraying. Before you spray anything in your garden, though, you want to make sure your foliage is turgid so it doesn't absorb too much of your product and burn around the edges of the leaves. Water well the day before if you haven't had a good rain in the last few days. Protect yourself when you're planning on spraying anything. Remember, no matter what spray medium you're using, it is a chemical. Some people wear respirators and Tyvek suits. Generally, I wear rubber gloves, long pants, and sleeves, and I spray early in the morning before the breeze comes up. I spray the undersides of the leaves, the tops of the leaves, and let the runoff fall into the soil, which will in many cases kill spores on the ground. There are some organic sprays available to the home gardener as well. Bayer Crop Science has developed their Natria line. There are insecticidal soaps and neem oil products and baking soda-based fungicides as well. Read every label to determine what's going to work for you in your garden. As a matter of fact, no matter how regularly you use any product, the most important protective measure for the gardener and the plants to be sprayed is reading the label instructions every time you use any product. That way you'll be sure to use the product properly. Also remember that using more than the recommended dose may be hazardous to your plants, and using less will not protect as it should. Start your fungal spray program now and keep healthy foliage all summer. See you in the rose garden. I'm headed there now. Till next time, it's Marcy Martin.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.